That's good singing. You have your Bibles with you. We're turning to Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. Again, we thank our sister Joy for playing for us. And may that hymn that we sung be the prayer of our hearts. And we're turning to Mark's Gospel. And Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. And we're breaking in. Read a few verses here. Verse 45 to verse 47. Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. Verse 45 to 47. Let us hear God's word. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. Amen. We'll end the reading there at verse 47, knowing that the Lord will bless the public reading of his word for his own name's sake. Again, let us briefly bow before the Lord, asking him for help as we come to consider his word and what the Lord would say to each of our souls. And as we come to consider and to spread the great need before the Lord. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this time afforded to us where we can cry in this public fashion of our declaration of our need of thee. And we cry as one man under one head, that thou wilt help us in this time as we consider thy truth, the words of thy mouth. Lord, help us as we wait on before thee. Shut us in with thyself. We pray especially for the mission that commences tomorrow in thy will. We pray for that village of Cleve. We pray for the people there, people that know not God. We cry unto thee that thou wilt graciously draw them to thyself, show them themselves to themselves, and save their never dying souls. Reveal thy Son to fallen man. We thank thee for ever saving our souls. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt take of our thanks. Thou wilt help us now as we continue to wait on before thee. Empty me now of self and of sin. Fill me full of the Holy Ghost and with power. Bless us for the glory of thy name. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. Verse 46, and when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. Though Christ had so much preaching upon that work upon his hands, yet in spite of all the work in the sense that Christ was busy preaching here, there, and everywhere, he was much in prayer. He was much in prayer. He prayed often. He prayed long, which is an encouragement to us to depend upon the intercession he is making for us at the right hand of the Father. He went alone to pray, always withdrawing himself to the place of prayer to set us an example, to encourage us in our secret addresses to God. As Matthew Henry stated, a good man is never less alone than when he is alone with God. Jesus Christ was committed to prayer. This commitment is seen clearly in the importance Christ gave to prayer. He gave prayer priority in his life, which is emphasized in his going to prayer. When one would think he would attend to other needs, especially rest for the physical frame, after some strenuous times of ministering to the people, the situation that we have before us, well, it took place shortly after feeding the 5,000. And prior to his miracle of walking in the water and calming the storm. And so we can see that Christ was busy, yet he always found time to turn aside to prayer. He always found time to turn aside to prayer. And so we come to dedication to prayer. As we have a title, Dedication to a Prayer. It is true that one who would spend earnest time in prayer will not find much company. Our prayer meetings at church can often have the lowest of attendance of all the church meetings. It is true that the public place of prayer is often of the lowest attendance. Praying is most certainly a spiritual work, and the flesh is not interested in spiritual work. Christ was earnest in prayer, separated and dedicated in praying. And so firstly we see Christ's example. We simply see Christ's example. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. Christ sets a great example to us about private prayer. If Christ had need of constant withdrawals to the place of prayer, then how deep must our need to turn aside to prayer? As one preacher stated, if purity needed to pray, and we were considering that on Sunday concerning the purity of the Lord Jesus Christ, if purity needed to pray, how much more need has guilt? If strength, how much more need has weakness? If wisdom, how much more ignorance and folly? And so we see Christ's timetable. We see that he was busy in the context of this prayer. We find Christ was extremely busy. He had been thronged with crowds of people on both sides of the Sea of Galilee. And so Christ went by boat to the east side of Galilee. But the crowd, seeing him departing in a boat, went around on land and waited for him at the other side. And yet our Lord, rather than turn the crowds away, Christ patiently taught them. And then he fed the 5,000. We see clearly he had a busy timetable prior to his going into the mountain to pray. And the point is that prayer, well, it must not be lessened or pushed back, that is, to the back burner, as to speak, merely because we are busy or tired. I've learnt this at college, yeah, because of all the exams. Because of all the exams, I would say, well, I'll not go to the public prayer meeting. I'll just pray at home. And yes, that's fine in itself, but I was neglecting the place of prayer. Because I had found the exams busy. But yet we see Christ's example. Christ's example he gives for us when we are so busy and hardly even have time to think. Well, that's the very time when we most need prayer. That's when we most need prayer. Instead of giving less time to prayer when we are extremely busy, we ought to give extra time. And so we must be dedicated to prayer. We must set aside time in spite of our busy timetables. Take, for example, Daniel and his Christ-likeness in the place of prayer. Daniel 6:10, we read the following. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Daniel kept up prayer in spite of his circumstances, even though he was made one of the highest rulers in the land, and even though keeping up this time of prayer threatened his very life. And therefore we must likewise be dedicated to prayer. Christ's privacy. Yes, we see that also. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. After his disciples were gone, and he had dismissed the people, he went from where he had been and simply went up into a mountain, being a retired place, to spend some time in private prayer to God. This he chose as a proper place for prayer, where he could be retired, where he could get away from all the distractions in that sense, and just get alone with his Father, where he could be retired and alone to have his thoughts free, and as a man pour out his soul to his Father on his account and on the behalf of others. And so there are many things we can pray in private that perhaps we can't pray in public. Philippians 4:6, it says, be careful for nothing but in prayer, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. That is, take no thought of your life. Avoid anxious care and distracting thoughts in the difficulties of life. It is our duty and interest to live without care. Therefore, we must pray upon every particular emergency. When anything burdens our spirits, we must ease our minds by prayer. When our affairs are perplexed and distressed, we must seek divine direction and support. Yet we must be thankful, not only as seeking supplies of good, but acknowledge the receipts of mercy. Prayer is simply offering up, the offering up of our desires to God. That is, making them known to him. Not that God needs to be told, for he knows our wants. He knows our desires better than we know them. But he desires to know them. He desires that he would know them from us. That we would simply come and lay them before him. And have us show our regards and concern and expressing our value of the mercy and sense of our dependence upon him. Christ's example teaches us much concerning private prayer, because his departing into a mountain to pray shows us simply the necessity of praying privately. Truly, if we want to accomplish anything for God, we must turn aside. We must get into the closet, and we must seek the Lord and get alone with him. Over and over, again and again, as we study the scriptures, as we look through its pages, we find continually Christ withdrawing himself to private prayer. Luke 9:18, and it came to pass, as he was alone praying, Matthew 14:23, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Luke 5:16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Secret prayer, friends, must be performed secretly. We must turn aside there. We must get alone with the Lord. Christ is man as God. He is the object of prayer. And petitions are often addressed unto him. And as mediator, he offers up the prayers of all saints and presents them to his Father, which are acceptable to him through the incense of his mediation. And as a man, he prayed himself. And as a man, he prayed himself. Prayed for his disciples and for all that should believe, for their conversion, sanctification, union, perseverance, and glorification, sometimes for himself, as we saw last week, that the cup might pass from him, but always with submission to the will of his Father. Child of God, yes, this is the public prayer meeting. This is the public prayer meeting, and we are so glad to see you here. And we encourage you to continually come to the public prayer meeting. But prayer doesn't stop here. It doesn't stop here. And therefore, let us take note of Christ's example. Let us take note of Christ's example in his dedication to private prayer. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. Yes, we're gathered here, and we encourage you to pray and to pray on. But it doesn't stop at the public prayer meeting. And therefore, let us get into the closet. Let us find that place where we can withdraw from the cares and the affairs of this world and simply get alone with the Lord and pray especially for this mission, and pray for souls who cannot pray for themselves. And so we have a great example, Christ's example, in his dedication to private prayer. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. Amen. May the Lord bless these small thoughts to your own hearts. For his own name's sake, let us